Chapter 20. Evacuation. But again, your presumption is incorrect. Dead or alive, you will be lifted off this orb, for this orb will be evacuated. It is the manner and placement which really interest you. The darkest son of Satan is going to be lifted off, raptured if you please, but he surely won't be in the liking and enjoyment thereof. Father God Wacken, with the creation, has prepared a place for the most fallen brethren, and transitions are already well underway of both mine ones and Satan's church. Further, the astral planes of your planet are all but empty except for the few souls who are caught in the inability of living ones to release of them for one reason or another. None are taken without free will choice of movement. This is why I most earnestly plead with you to release in thy hearts those ones who have moved from the density of earth visible format unto the invisible dimensions, that they can be placed in the proper safe location for their security. There is every probability that man will unleash nuclear confrontation. Also, there will be spillage of radioactive materials from your foolish power stations and upheaval of earth fractionating. Death of body by nuclear impact damages the very essence of soul structure. Therefore, souls who are caught in your atmosphere at such times stand to be badly damaged, and remember, dear ones, these incarnate energies have no control of themselves at passage from human format into ethereal frequency, if they change dimension in confusion. You precious children have so much to learn. Oh, you don't want to go? Well, so be it. You wish to be counted out, for you have your future planned? I am speaking of your future. Upon this orb it is going to be a rather nasty future, if at all. I sit high enough above you that I can see both ends of the roadway. I also most surely reassure you that if you choose not to lift off, you will be left to experience whatever comes down that roadway. So be it. It is your future that we speak of here, and of which I spoke of a blink of an eye ago 2,000 years, I believe you count of it. I said, let not your heart be troubled. Believe in God, believe in the creation, and also in me. In my Father's house are many dwelling places. If it were not so, I would have told you, for I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again, and receive you to myself, that where I am, there you may be also. So be it, and Selah. I did mine portion, did ye do yours? To avoid confusion, we will refer to the event when those who believe on me will mysteriously meet me in the air somewhere. Let us call it the big pickup. Well, I would wish it would be big, but most will still be trying to figure out what it means, and miss the ship, spaceship,